So on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice, we're continuing to talk about the keys to conversationality. Now, conversationality, a more natural read, a read which is more engaging, a read which is more like the kind of person who is listening. You're not putting on some kind of big announcer voice and telling people what to do. Essentially, you're saying, hey, come over here. I'm like you. This information I've got for you is going to be of interest to you, I reckon. Yeah, it's a much more subtle way of communicating a message to your listener. We've gone through keys 1 to 8. Today, we start unlocking the door to conversationality with key number 9, which is the form of the words. Yeah, and as I said yesterday, we've talked about the zone that you're in and the headspace and kind of the attitude that you want and what you need to know about logically to help you get the right authentic voice for the script that you're reading. Today, we're going to go back another step to the actual form of the words themselves, which are in your script or the words you choose to say when you're ad-libbing. Because spoken language doesn't need grammar to give a meaning to the sequence of words. The grammar of the written word evolved to replace the intonation of the spoken word. And that's what causes problems when we try and read a sentence that's in a script that someone's written in advance, probably somebody else, and we try and make it sound natural. Spoken language doesn't have sentences. We speak in a collection of phrases. So to sound conversational, we've got to use conversational language. Yeah? Kind of stands to reason, doesn't it? Which harks back to key number 1, studying conversationality, the natural, authentic sound of a voice and how people use it. Study it in the field. Yeah, because people don't talk in sentences. So if you want to sound conversational, don't talk in sentences. A reason why studio script reading is kind of unnatural, or another reason, I mean, we've mentioned some of them over the last weeks and months. I mean, there's another one that springs instantly to mind is that there's no immediate kind of facial feedback from the listener, is that we are usually not ad-libbing our own words, inspired by the uniqueness of the moment, but instead we're reading someone else's words, words they thought at a different time and in a different situation, and then translated into a grammatical sentences, which are now represented by a squiggles on a screen or on a piece of dried wood pulp. NPR reporter Sam Saunders is the person I'm going to be quoting today. This from an article that Sam wrote or had written about him via NPR.org. And Sam said, looking back at a script, do you see what I did there? I used incomplete sentences. I said, kinda. I used a simile with words really cool. I used the word like in the same way I would have done if I was talking to you at a bar. I said, really good, instead of something print newsy, like phenomenally gifted newsman or revolutionary voice that defied convention, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Go back and read more about what NPR reporter Sam Saunders says. The link is in our show notes today. If you use more of your own words where you can, writing like people talk and not writing how you think people ought to write, then you'll be more conversational and make more of a connection. We'll interrogate this a little bit more tomorrow in the episode that's entitled Eliminate Banality and Formality as Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.